And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. The state epidemiologist says Oklahomans should expect to see a spike in COVID-19 case totals today, but the increase is because of a technical error. Dr. Jared Taylor says the misreporting of 1,300 cases occurred over 6 weeks at one lab. With the state now reporting on a weekly rather than a daily basis, such mistakes will be far less likely, he says.
I want to go on the record. There will be corrections, there will be additions, there will be things, just because it's impossible to do this in real time and not have those.
Taylor wouldn't name the lab in question, but said the data reporting labs only affected state and county health departments.
And so there was an interruption in the ability to do case investigations and contact tracing, which we would have liked to have done otherwise. But this did not mean that that information was not available to the patient. And it does not mean that that information was not available to their care provider.
According to the latest figures, more than 440,000 Oklahomans have tested positive for COVID-19. The illness is known to have killed just under 8,000 people. City council elections took place across parts of Oklahoma yesterday, including here in Northeast Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Caitlin Howard reports.
Kelly Lynn defeated incumbent Allison Patrone in the runoff election for the Norman City Council's Ward 3 seat. Lynn was endorsed by Unite Norman, the group that recently led a failed effort to recall Patrone for supporting a decrease in the police department's budget last year. In the Oklahoma City Council runoff elections, Army veteran Bradley Carter captured the Ward 1 seat while Barbara Young won the Ward 3 seat. Young replaces Councilman Larry McAtee, who did not seek re-election after holding the Ward 3 seat for 20 years. There were three candidates running for the Broken Arrow City Council's Ward 1 seat, but incumbent Deborah Wimpey, who has opposed mask measures during the COVID-19 pandemic, held on to her seat for another term. But in Ward 2, incumbent and current mayor Craig Thurmond was unseated by police liaison Lisa Ford, who received about 60% of the vote. I'm Caitlin Howard.
And I'm Chris Polanski. You're listening to KWGS News.